Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Somebody say,
oh yeah! What's up?
He's better than Oprah.
Come on, y'all!
This is Sean T, and it's time to trust and believe.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Trust and Believe. I'm your host, Sean T, and I'm live from Lisbon, Portugal!
Yes!
Doing these live shows because I get to look in your face. Today, we're going to do a fun Q&A for about 30 minutes so I can get to know you. Don't be shy when you ask questions. Just know that if you ask, I'm going to answer, okay? Do we understand? I wish I knew your language, but I don't, so. I know. I really should know. You should be hard on me. Usually when I go places, I know at least how to count to 8. But I just didn't do a great job this time. I'm going to blame it on the fact that I have kids now. But anyway, we have mics in the audience. We have a mic. All right, so raise your hand if you have a question. Let's get this party started. Who's up first? We got the female shirt in the middle. Please state your name and then ask the question.
Hi there, Sean. I'm Gabriel. I'm 29 years old. So I've been here as well for your show in 2019. It was awesome. And this one as well. So thanks for coming. I was just wondering, because at least I didn't see any post of any other events in Europe. So I was wondering, why did you only choose Portugal for an event in Europe?
Into Europe for every year we do, we go to a gala for Patrick Mouradou Tennis Academy in the south of France. And we, to be quite honest, we just didn't have time. And I just love Susanna so much, and I love y'all, that I said, this is the only city we're gonna go to. When our kids were super young, like babies, you know, they didn't care. We could go anywhere, we could do that, whatever. But it's just harder as a parent. And we make it, Scott and I, we make it a priority. We prioritize our family over anything. It's just what we do. And, you know, even when people wanna film things and do things at our house, I'll ask my kids, you know, do you want to be in this? And they say, if they say yes, we'll do it. And if they say no, we won't do it. I don't force them to do anything. We just believe family first. And so they were so mad at us when we told them we were coming here. We waited until like they were going to bed. We're like, you know, when you guys wake up, we're gonna be in Portugal. Why? And then one of them, Sander, got out of bed and he came over. He said, you know, I really don't want you to go. I was like, well, I made a promise to these people, I'm going to go, so I have to go. He's like, but do you wanna go? I was like, oh my gosh. I said, yeah, I wanna go. I was like, I love what I do. So it also allows us to have those conversations. I know that's a very long answer, but you know, that's what it is. So we just don't have as much time as we used to. Why? Where do you live?
Portugal.
Oh, what, do you live here?
No, from Portugal.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, why are you mad? You know, I'm just kidding. All right. But anyway, so that's why.
Yeah.
If I had time to do a whole tour, I absolutely.
I was the one sobbing the last time, right there, with a t-shirt saying, cancer kiss my abs. I don't know if you remember. Anyway, I came to the 2019 as well, and I've got a curiosity, which is, what is your favorite workout program that you did?
Oh, this is very tough. It's really hard to say a workout program is my favorite. I can tell you which one is not.
Okay.
Which is?
Asylum Volume 2.
Oh my God.
Not my favorite. I think if I did an all-encompassing program, it would have to be Insanity. Just because it's like, just because it's so difficult, and you know, to be quite honest, my grandmother had died right before I filmed Monk 2. And it was just, it was terrible. And so as I was filming, you know, I was like really digging deep into my emotions to be able to get through it. And I think that's why the program energy was like it was. And I'm a big believer when people transition, they stick with you. And so I just believe she was just like, you gotta do it, you know? And it was just, it was a wonderful experience. So yeah, it was great. So it has to be Insanity, even though it's really, really hard, but I loved it. Thank you.
I love it too. It saved my life, thank you.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hello. Good job, by the way.
Thank you. I did have to, you know, not take a break, but just go a little slower.
Exactly.
But thank you for the motivation. I had a question about building on transitioning, because that's what you kicked off today's workout with. I was wondering, throughout all the transitions you went through in your life and are still going through, how do you, in that particular space of transitioning, maintain your motivation at a higher level?
So interesting. So I go to therapy, which is what's really important for me. And I'll tell you a quick story. So once I got shoulder surgery, I had time to really calm down. And believe it or not, in that space of calm and healing, that's when I was really able to listen to myself. I was able to listen to my body more. I was able to listen to what it is that I wanted to do. And so I think sometimes, for me especially, when I'm going, I get caught up in the momentum of going. And I think when you are running really fast or when you're going really fast, you don't really have time to slow down, like you just said. You know, you're just like, I want to go. And so being able to slow down and listen to myself, I just realized that I think I'm in a space of transition and I have to be okay with it and really accepting what it is. And so I had a hard time with it because I thought that I wanted to transition away from fitness because it's so taxing. You know, my body was hurting. I love what I do. I love this. You know, I was in a space where I loved this. But me doing it specifically, I was like, I could barely get out of bed in the morning, you know? So I just changed what I did. Went to therapy, changed what I did. And then I found bodybuilding and I found lifting. And I was able to do fitness for me, which helped me hold on to fitness. And I was able to connect to the thing that I loved about what I did was giving to people. And when I was able to connect to that, it opened up different opportunities, you know, and experiences for me to want to branch out to do more and different things and get rid of the fear of change. And I was sitting in therapy one day and I said to my therapist, I said, you know, I really want you to help me throw noodles up against the wall and see what sticks. And he just kind of looked at me and he was like, they're not my noodles. And he was like, they're yours. And I was like, excuse me. But it really opened my mind up to say, nothing has to pass or fail. It just has to be challenged and tested. And it has to be authentic to what I'm doing. And so that's how I'm transitioning. I'm throwing noodles up against the wall. I have this really fun saying that I say to Scott. I say, I'm not gonna leave money on the table. Like, if I'm passionate about it, I'm gonna try it. If it's something that I need to do once a year, great. And it could be that thing that I wanna do for a very long time or build a new business or something like that. So that's kind of how I'm going through the transition. Finding what I love each and every day about what it is that I do each and every day. And like I said earlier, you know, kids, we don't stop playing. We just play in a different way. And I do believe that is the biggest mistake adults do is we feel like, at least in the States, there's this thing when you turn 18, you got to move out of your house, you have to get a job, and there's this hard cutoff. And I'm like, I'm still having a good ass time. I don't know about you, but I've always chosen to have a good time in my decision-making process. But when I had kids and I got older and I started to stress, it started to become less about a good time. And it's like, oh, you know, I'm mid-40s now, what am I gonna do? And I was like, hold on, no, no. I'm still gonna have a good ass time. And so I'm having a good ass time, you know? So I hope that helped. It's a very long answer. Transition is very hard, but don't trap yourself in a box, nor do you have to be in a tunnel. And if you are in a tunnel, just create your own experience.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, Sean.
Hello.
I'm Nazik. We both, and Maria, my sister, came from England to see you.
From where?
England. UK.
Aw.
Hi. Just a question. I struggle with upper body strength because of my job as well. I constantly have a hunchback. So I'll wake up in the morning, do one of your workouts, go to work, and I'm undoing that when I get home. And for years and years, I've not managed to support it. I just want some advice. I know the recent workout, the T25, that has a lot of good tips in it. And I always refer back to the original as well, because you do have some amazing workouts in there using weights. But just some advice on what would help on a daily basis, if I could just get on top of it, please.
Yes, great question. So strength training is amazing. Like literally lifting weights, and you'll be very happy to know that in December I'm coming out with a full bodybuilding program, which is going to be amazing for that. But core stability focused workouts, and I don't mean 45 minutes, but core stability training for yourself daily. So get up, stretch, do some, you know, some core ab workouts, and just like you being able to find that balance through not, you know, a lot of times with my workouts, you're moving through it. But if you don't have the strength, you have to really focus on that specifically. It's like somebody can be a really great athlete, but soccer players focus on football. Football players focus on that, you know. They can probably run really fast, they can probably play basketball. But you have to focus on the one thing if you want to make it stronger. So just do very intentional upper body strength, core strength exercises. I mean, I would, as much as I tell you not to, as much as I hate it, you know, a silent volume too is really good. I know, it's terrible. You do it? Did she tell you to do that?
I asked you on an Instagram live, what workout should I do? You told me to do Insanity Asylum. I could not have reached the summit had it not been for you. And this year I'm doing Everest Base Camp, and you'll get me there. And oh, wow. You always do. You get me everywhere. And every day we tell each other, trust and believe, the start of our day. Before we go through anything difficult that we're uncomfortable with, we tell each other life begins at the end of your comfort zone, so get uncomfortable. We tell each other, and it means a lot. Everything comes from the core of who you are. So all these words, it's not just the workout. You're telling us this because it's in our mind. It's in our way of thinking. And that's what motivates us, and that's what keeps us going. And we just rely on you so heavily, and we always wonder. We always wonder, there's so much pressure. Like, what do you rely on? What helps you? Because when I was up on that mountain, I was thinking of you to get me to the top, and everything you've taught me. It's not just the workouts and the moves. It's what you've taught me in my mind. We refer to you like literally you are a household name, everyone in the family. You know, our 8-year-old nephew knows you so well, and it's just, and yeah, I almost feel for you as well, because I think you don't even realize it, and this whole world puts so much pressure on you because they rely on you emotionally I definitely do. I couldn't climb those mountains had it not been for you. I think this goes on to another question. What motivates you? What do you kind of, what helps you to keep going, to dig deep? Because that digging deep is into your core, into your soul. It's not a dig deep, just keep going for 10 seconds until you finish that move. It is in your life, isn't it? And
First of all, thank you for letting me take up your headspace. I appreciate that. When I'm filming the workouts, I hate if some people are scripted and I say, don't tell me what to say because I feel. So anytime you see my workout, I'm in the moment. And there are some times where I'm filming where I wake up and I'm not having a good day or it's just life. But I use those, when I'm in those workouts, like sometimes I'm mad, like somebody just made me mad. And then I'm just like, I'm gonna use that to get through and I'll use it to come up to feel the message. So I'm happy that you're able to use it. Most of that comes from literally a couple of things. One, the workouts are hard. So what I'm saying out loud, I'm like, this shit is gonna help me. Like, I know it's gonna help them. You know, it's just tough. And that's why I do so much of the workout at the intensity, because if I don't feel what it's like, I can't authentically help you get through it. So that's really important. I also believe, and I say this a lot, and I'm sure you know this, but I also believe that what we feel, the toughness that we feel in a workout, those times where we feel like, oh my gosh, I can't go any further, like this is so tough, it is synonymous with what happens in your life. And so these are the same things I tell myself when I'm struggling in life, you know? So I'm just happy that you use my words. Thank you so much. But what do I use? Honestly, growing up gay and hiding who I was for 21 years, that's what I use. I'm like, when I try to like put a muzzle on who I am, I just think back, I'm like, we already did that. We already hid who we were. And I just open up my entire soul to be exactly who I am. I'm completely fine if people don't like me because I know my intentions. One, I wake up to be a really good person. Two, I wake up to be a really good husband. Three, I wake up to be a really good dad, in that order. I have to be a good husband in order to be a good dad. I wake up to do these things in this order. And so I say to myself, I'm intentionally putting out good energy into the world and I really want to help people. I really love it. And days that I don't. You know, and so that just helps me stay 100% true to who I am. A lot of times, people who are motivators or people who speak like this, and I'm very honest when I say this, they don't believe it. They don't live that way. I 100% live that way. I truly don't give a fuck what people think about me, and I know that sounds really harsh, but I already did for so long, and it got me nowhere. It got me absolutely nowhere, but sadder and sadder and sadder and mad and angry, and I've just suppressed stuff. And so now I'm like, you know, this is me. I don't know what you want me to do, but you don't have to be around me either, which is totally fine. But that's how I stay true to who I am. Whoever's attracted to me and I'm attracted to, we're gonna vibe at a very high level. And if you're not, I will still help you. I will help you find somebody else, you know? I told him, when I first met him, I said, you don't have to stay with me. I just want you to be happy. Even though it was a really tough situation because he didn't know if he wanted to be with me or not. Now he can't get enough of this, bitch. No, I'm kidding. It's a longer story than that. He knew he wanted to be with me, but he was struggling. And I was like, listen, you don't have to be with me. I just want you to be happy. And that's what I want for people. And when I want that for people, it just helps me stay even truer to who I am. Because I'm like, you know, I'm not here to control you. I'm here to guide you if you want my guidance. Thank you.
Hi, Sean. My name is Carlos. I'm 44 years old. First of all, and I'm sorry, I think I can speak for all of us. And I think you are a hero for us. Because...
Thank you.
Because at least for me, when I press play, I feel motivated for the rest of my day. So you mean a lot of me, to me, for my life. So my question is, I love the Asylum program, the series. And I want to ask you if you are considering to create a new Asylum 3 or something like that.
Will there be an Asylum 3?
Yes. No. Why not?
You say I hate Asylum Volume 2 and you think there's going to be a 3? My new program is coming out. I promise you will absolutely love it.
The Block? Are you talking about The Block?
No, my new program coming out in the fall. Okay. You'll love it. I promise.
I will try it. Does it have weight? Weight and
100%.
I love weight, so
100. It's all weights.
Okay.
The entire thing.
Thank you very much for your time.
There will be no power jumps, though. No. You won't need them.
Okay.
I promise you. I mean, and if I can't do it, I can't make you do it. I mean, I don't want to do it. But thank you, though.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Hi, Sean.
Hello.
I'm Catherine. I came all the way from Germany.
Aww.
I've been the biggest fan of you since...
Dankeschön.
So I've been a fan of you since 2014. When my first child was born in 2013, I started to work out to Insanity. And it brought me such a pleasure and a pain and everything. But I stuck through it. And since I got my second child, I continued or again went to it and did it again. So my question to you is, when are you coming to Germany?
Okay, when am I coming to Germany?
We can arrange for these venues, you know? We
have
that as well.
Okay, we'll talk to Scott. I would love to come to Germany. I used to go to Germany a lot, mostly to teach. I used to teach fitness a lot, but mostly dance. Like I went to Germany a lot. Younger.
So, I'm all in.
Yeah, I love it there so much. Berlin is my favorite city in the world. So
cool.
But you're from where?
I lived in Berlin for 10 years and now I've moved to Frankfurt. Yeah.
Oh, Frankfurt. I love there too. I have friends there.
Cool.
Okay, that was your real question.
Yeah.
Got it.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, Sean. Oh my God, I think I'm going to cry, so I need to. I'm Johanna, I'm from Germany as well. We just met, so we really need you to come to Germany. And so thank you for doing this today. And also thank you, Scott, for being the modifier. You kept me going. My question to you is there still an exercise or something that you struggle with? And for anyone who is struggling, what would you tell them to face that struggle and to overcome that struggle?
So, great question. An exercise, correct? I don't know how long you've been like following my journey, but like a few years ago, I would constantly have to get stem cells for my knees because I just had an incredibly difficult time just from years of overuse. I ran track, I was an athlete, I was a dancer, fitness, I couldn't do much, you know, as I couldn't do it as well, so I struggled. And then I started lifting weights, and now my quads are so strong, it protects my joints, and it's so much better. When you struggle with an exercise, oftentimes, it's kind of like your muscles. Like, if your lower back is hurting, it's not your lower back. Oftentimes, it's like your glute knee. It comes from your butt. You know, there's something that is a little bit off. So if you're struggling with a particular exercise, it's probably coming from somewhere else. The foundation for you to get better through any exercise is flexibility. I would say stretch as much as you can, take some yoga classes, things like that dramatically improve your range of motion. When your range of motion improves, other things improve. The next thing is lifting weights, being a little bit stronger, muscle protects your joints, right? So if you're struggling with exercises, it's not that you can't do it, it's just that you have to strengthen something else so that you can move through it and get better at it. And that's why I don't, like, yes, there is a such thing as being weak, you know, but you're only weak to this weight up here, but you're strong at the point where you've gotten strong too. Does that make sense? So basically what I'm saying, like, are we really weak or are we just not as strong as we want to be? When I first started really focusing on lifting and my shoulder was hurting, I would be lifting 25-pound dumbbells in agony. And now I can lift like 70-pound shoulder press, right? And I was, you know, it was like really stressful to me, but I'm like, no, fix the shoulder, get stronger. Fix the shoulder, get stronger. Every day, work on it. So work on other things, and that thing you feel like you can do, I promise you, is going to, one day you're just gonna be like, oh my gosh, like I did all this, so now this is gonna get better. And you're not weak, you're strong for where you are right now, and you'll get stronger as long as you stay consistent. You're welcome.
Two more questions. I've been waiting for this one.
Hi, Shanti.
Wait, can I ask you a question? You still look so pretty after that workout. Did you reapply your makeup?
No, I just put this lipstick.
You're cheating.
Yes, I am.
I'm looking at her like, how do you still look so good?
No, I know. Sorry. This lipstick is like magic. So yeah, I'm from Hungary. I come here from Hungary to see you. And it was my biggest dream come true to come in your live event. And I just would like to say a big thank you to BU. And I was have to make a decision at one point to quit smoking because I was a heavy smoker, or quit insanity. So I was like, okay, I have to quit smoking. So you motivate me to absolutely quit smoking cigarette and every day just to get up and stay fit. And life is up and down. And all my dance, I just think of insanity.
Congratulations, because I know that is extremely tough. And I like want to applaud you for that. So congratulations.
Thank you. So yeah, thank you so much for all the work you're doing. It's amazing. I'm definitely obsessed. Oh. in a healthy way.
Thank you. I love that obsession in a healthy way. Thank you. You get the last question.
Hi, Shanti.
Wait. I met you before?
Yes.
I was going to say, I know your face.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, we met in Atlanta.
Okay.
10 years ago.
Okay. I'm like, you look very familiar.
Oh, my goodness. You just made my day.
Oh. I was looking at you. I'm like, why do I know her face? It's so crazy. Anyway, sorry.
Well, I wanted to thank you because it's 10 years and you transformed my life. Every struggle that I've gone through, like, your voice have kept me going, and that phrase of dig deep, like, it's embedded in me. So thank you so much. And my question to you is, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
That is a really great, great question. I typically don't like to answer those questions, not for fear of like jinxing myself, or just because I love to live in the power of now. I truly do. But I mean, I've remembered your face after 10 years, which is kind of amazing. So I'm going to answer this question. I don't know. I'm going to tell you this. So hold on. I'm going to try to answer. But I got on a plane 2 months ago, and I walked on a plane, and there was a flight attendant on the other side. It was a huge plane. And I walked through the galley, and I looked at her. She looked at me. I was like, I'm like, I know her. And then I went to my seat, and then we had a conversation, and she was like, I was like, why do I know you? And she was like, I think it was 11 years ago. She was like, 11 years ago, you were on my flight. I'm like, that is so crazy. And so I will say, while I can't put time in the bank, I feel like I can put feelings in the bank. Because I think it's less about me recognizing your face, and that you must have like invoked some feeling in me and her too. Like, I'm like, there was a feeling that was more than just the face. So I'm going to answer your question
in a feeling way. In 5 years, where do I want to feel myself? I'm gonna be positively selfish here because, you know, I'm gonna raise my kids, you know, Lord willing, I'm, you know, up and about and being, but you know, I wanna make it to Mr. Olympia in bodybuilding. Like, that's what I want. I wanna do that, you know what I mean? And not because I want, not for the aesthetics of my body, like, of course, that's great, but I just like my new way of training has helped me give so much time to myself. And I feel like if I stick with this, it's gonna be time. And I become so much more patient when I give time to myself, like even with him. No, I love him. Listen, I love him. He is literally my favorite human in the history of ever. Like he is, I tease him a lot. But he's just like so wonderful. But when I slow down, like I've become so much more patient. And so I feel like, I say this, you are the nucleus of your existence, you know? That if you give yourself time and you're happy and you're authentic with the time that you're giving yourself, I feel like everyone else will benefit from that in a really great way. So I hope in 5 years that I'm continuing to give to myself, to fill my soul, to not do things that I don't wanna do or that don't, you know, serve me in a really great way. I know sometimes we can't decide what we want to do all the time. I hope that I'm still filling my soul so that I can help fulfill everyone else around me. That's the best way for me to answer that question. So thank you.
Thank you, Shanti. I appreciate
it. And with that said, thank you, Lisbon! And all the other countries that came to visit me today. I really appreciate it.
Now I'm like, how do I do a European tour? Because they're mad at me for not coming to other countries, I think. But anyway, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. You all did such a fantastic job during the workout. I was looking out there like, ooh. I was like, they must have been doing insanity for 30 days to prep for this. But you guys were great. But anyway, with that said, thank you guys so much. I thank you and I appreciate you for coming out. Susanna, thank you for taking the time to be here with me yet again and being one of the most consistent people ever for yourself as well. I know you exercise for yourself.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
It's really, really good. And congrats on your transition as well.
Thank you.
But you can't fully retire until you're on stage with me one more time.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you to the team, to the sound, to George, to all of you guys for helping put on this event. And I love you guys, and hopefully I will see you again. Thank you. And always trust and believe in who you are.